more from the Your Hometown series as we feature the city of Wheaton. Come along with us as we discover why Wheaton should be your hometown. Sponsored by McDonald's.
If it's not your hometown, it's certainly a place that you need to visit. We've met many lovely people from Wheaton today. And like our last guest, this guest created a shop based on what they love and what they saw was missing in the marketplace. Olga Nedelia is with us. She is the owner of Mayon Artisan Soap. Olga, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Hello, everyone. I'm good. Thank you for asking. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. I was just looking at your website, and I think like many small shop owners, you started at farmers markets, right?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. We started at the farmers markets about 8 years ago, and we love the Wheaton community. We've been having a booth at the Wheaton French Market for many years, and that's how we ended up having a store in Wheaton.
And you're different because you're making your product. Some of it you're making in-store, right?
That is correct. Yeah, we actually make everything in store, and we always had this concept to show our customers how we make it. So when you visit the store, you see about one-third of the store in the back is open, we like to call it a kitchen, where we create the product Monday through Friday, and customers just come in and take a look and always ask questions, and it just such a great experience and such a great way to show customers how everything is really made on site. All our ingredients are displayed there because we're really proud of the high quality ingredients that we use. So you're absolutely right. It's a different concept.
It is. It's unlike anything I've ever seen before. And what does Mayon stand for?
Mayon is an acronym for our family name. I stand for O. We have a son, Matei. My husband is Julian, and our last name, Nedela.
Oh, that's lovely. And so I understand that you suffer from eczema. I have a dear friend who deals with that. And boy, that is a struggle. And then you found out your daughter has it as well. And so you've created a product to try, because I know in the case of my friend, there's very little soap or lotions that she can use without a flare up.
That is correct. I did suffer eczema myself and even now have a sensitive skin, and our daughter as well. And the eczema is a really common issue that people have right now because there is just so many triggers in our food, in our environment, in the products that we use, in the cleaning products. It seems to be things just too harsh for our skin. So that's how a lot of people have eczema now. So having a gentle, natural, chemical and toxic-free skincare is definitely essential.
So you never use fragrance oils, artificial or synthetic ingredients, parabens, preservatives, any of that?
That's absolutely correct. For all our scents, we use a high-quality essential oils, pure essential oils. For our colors, we use herbs and all kinds of different infusions. And then we do have a lot of products, but to be honest with you, everything is very simple. So we usually say if we cannot make it without the chemicals, we're just not going to make it. But just using high-quality ingredients, creating wonderful recipes, and working a long time to perfect that recipe, that all it matters.
Yeah, and in your store, you have jars of what look like flower petals and herbs and everything else that you incorporate into your product, right?
That is correct. Yeah, just like I said, we use herbs for our products, a lot of infusions, because that's the best way to get benefits from the herbs into the product. And we love to display them on that wall in the back where we make product, because it not only looks beautiful, but also shows those ingredients that we use.
Olga Nedelia is the owner of Mayon Artisan Soap in Wheaton. We are focusing on Wheaton. It's our Your Hometown series. Before we let you go, Olga, what can you say about the people of Wheaton?
Oh, my gosh. The best community. We absolutely love Wheaton. And we're so happy to be in Wheaton. Such a kind people, very supportive. We opened 3 weeks before COVID started, and we just had community helping us out. Sometimes customers would come in and say, what can I buy from your store to support? It's amazing what kind of community in Wheaton. That is a lot of great towns, but I do have to say Wheaton is really different. So we are lucky to be there, and I'm sure everyone who's going to move into the Wheaton or consider having it as a home will be really happy.
Thank you so much for joining us. Continued success.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Rich DeMuro talks about the TikTok ban next, but first, Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.